All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 74 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. I just received a package in the mail. It's a knitted cap, like a skull cap, a beanie, some people call it. Back in the motherland in West Virginia, we would call it a toboggan. I don't think it's called that anywhere. I think anywhere outside of West Virginia, a toboggan is like a sled. But inside the great state, inside the mountain state, it's like a knit winter hat type thing. You know I'm getting at. Anyway, it has a has the iconic Cream Magazine logo on the front of it. The Boy Howdy, drawn by R. Crumb, I might add. And it's a classic. And I ordered it. I got a really good deal on it. They were having like some kind of one day 50% off sale or something. Took advantage of that thing. And I put it on, went upstairs. Tony's up there working. And I walked in. I said, "What do you think?" And she just busted out laughing, just laughed straight in my face. I was like, "What the? Whoa." She goes, "What is that?" She goes, "That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen." And I said, "What? I mean, what's the problem?" She goes, "That's not." She goes, "I don't wear that outside the house." So what the hell's? What's the matter with it? She goes, that just doesn't look good on your type of head. That's what she said. Your type of head. I was like, what the shit's that? What do you mean my type of head? What's wrong with, what kind of type of head do I have? She goes, I don't want to get into it, but that doesn't, you know, if you want to wear it around the house, I guess that'd be all right, but I wouldn't wear it outside. I was like, wow, I've never been so offended. Every day I get offended. I'm being called heavyset gray man. No, gray-haired man. I don't know, maybe they call me a gray man. I don't know. But anyway, now she's saying my type of head. Oh, my God. I've never been. Anyway, I like my hat. And, maybe I'll wear it I may do a test run out to the Rite Aid, see if anybody laughs at me like she did. Oh, God. I'm taking hits from every direction. Also, I might add, I'm covered in hot dog secretions. Last night, right before I was turning in, I was really hungry. So I open up the fridge, and I'm, trying to find something I could just eat before I go to bed. Load up on, vitamins and nutrients. And I look in there, and there's a pack of hot dogs. Maybe you fire up one of those bitches, You know the way you can do that, if you want to do an impromptu hot dog. There's better ways of preparing a hot dog than this. But if you want to do it, quickly, and it's pretty damn good, you take the hot dog, you put it in the bun, you wrap it in a paper towel, put it in the microwave for 1 minute, and not only is the hot dog done perfectly, but the bun itself is steamed to perfection. It's pretty damn good. I mean, I'd rather grill them. I'd rather put it in that new foodie that we bought. Or I'd rather go outside on the deck, although the deck is covered in ice. I'm afraid I'm going to slip and fall and the entire deck separate from the house. And I'd end up in a pile of lumber with maybe a 2x4 through my femur or something. I don't know. But anyway, right now is not a good time to be grilling out on the deck, although, I wouldn't be opposed to it. But anyway, if you want to do just a down and dirty, just a quick impromptu hot dog, that's the way to do it. It's not bad at all. In fact, it's pretty damn good. So I did that. And we had some, I put some mustard on it, and we had there's like a container of coleslaw. So I put coleslaw on it. in the West Virginia style, you know. And think about that coleslaw container. I mean, you need some kind of like mechanical engineering degree to be able to get the lid off that thing, the top off of it. It's like it's got this, on one corner of it, it's got this thing that you like, it's plastic. And on one corner, you have to, there's like, the corner like folds down, you know what I mean? It has like a hinge in it. And then you can lift it. It's like, I don't, it's like a secret little fold down. You don't know which corner it is. I don't know. The whole thing, I was getting pissed. But I finally got it open. I was about ready to plunge a knife into that thing and just start cutting. But anyway, so I had myself cooked that thing up in the microwave for a minute. And I put the mustard and I put the coleslaw on it. I started eating it. And there were secretions coming out of it. It was a mixture of hot dog residue, like some kind of liquid. I don't know, probably poisons. The poisons were trying to come out of it. And it was mixing in with the mustard. And it went all down my shirt. So I'm still wearing that shirt this morning. And so I can smell it. I catch a whiff of it every once in a while. It's like it's a mixture of hot dog water and mustard. And I probably smell like one of those New York City hot dog salesmen, you know. And, you know, I'm wearing that hat, and I'm covered in hot dog residue, and quite fetching. I might, you know, that's just my opinion, quite fetching. I'm in the minority, apparently. All right, so yeah, this weekend, you know, it's the weekend before Christmas, and I don't know, I don't want to be a Scrooge. I don't want to be one of these negative, nobody needs more negativity in their lives. I'll be happy to get this shit in the rearview mirror. You know, when I was a kid, I loved it. I mean, every kid loves it for the most part. And, you know, it was a great time of year and I loved every minute of it. Okay, I'm an adult now. I got kids. I got, oh my God, responsibilities and expenses. God, it's like, you know, it's this and that. You know, here, $20 here, $40 here, $100 here. I'm like, oh my God, where's all this money coming from? Why is it that we can just like crank up the expenditures in the month of December, you know, and not have a, you know, there's a give and take on this shit, you know? So, I don't know. The whole thing stresses me out. I always feel like we're not doing enough for the kids. I mean, every year, this is a holiday tradition. So I beat myself up. I feel guilty. I mean, we do plenty for them. That's just me. I don't know. I mean, I never think. And I always feel like I should do more for this person. I should do this. Should I buy something for these people? Should I send Christmas cards? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so it's just a season of anxiety and guilt with an emphasis on guilt. So I'll be happy to get this thing in the rear view, you know. And we're almost there. But the weekend before Christmas, you know, unless you need to be out there buying something over at the Kohl's or whatever, which I don't even imagine, I can't even imagine. But anyway, unless you're in a situation where you have to be out, you should stay home. That's my opinion. So that's what we did. But the problem with that is I can't stay home. I can't sit around the house. Even though on Saturday I got a lot done, It was a productive day, you know. I felt pretty good about it at the end of the day when I took inventory of what happened that day. I thought, it's pretty good, you know. But then on Sunday, you know, you can't do that shit 2 days in a row. Or at least I can't. I mean, I can't even imagine people that just stay in their house all the time. I would lose my mind, you know. I can't do that. So finally, I told Tony, I said, I'm going to go out. She goes, where are you going to go? I said, I don't know. I need a haircut. She was like, again? You know? I said, what do you mean again? She goes, didn't you just get a haircut? And I said, hey, listen, whenever I know when I need a haircut, and I've reached, you know, I've breached the threshold. You know, it happens, you know, one day, like you can go to bed or I can go to bed. I don't want to speak for all of humanity. But I can go to bed, and I don't need a haircut. When I wake up, I do. Once you pass over some invisible line, and I don't know, I can't define it. I just know it. I just feel it, you know? I just feel it, And so that's I'd already breached that. So she goes, all right, whatever. I said, I'm going to go over there and get a haircut. I'm going to check in on my app. She goes, oh, my God, you have a haircut app? I said, yes, I do. So I looked at it. Things said 11-minute wait. So I checked in before I went over there. And, you know, drove over and checked my P.O. box. I have a P.O. box, which I get nothing but pizza coupons. People trying to sell me, like, hot tubs, you know, this kind of stuff. There's like, some off-brand phone book stuffed in there. Who the hell uses a phone book? 2019. I mean, really. And it's not even, like, an official one. It's, like, some, you know, third-party phone book. That thing went straight in the garbage. And it's just packed. I mean, I don't know why. There's a bill in there. Oh, yeah, you owe us $35 by the last day of December so we can continue stuffing that shit full of aluminum siding ads and, you know, Papa John's coupons. All right? So pay up, bitch. I mean, paraphrasing. So, you know, the only reason I have a P.O. box is because when you get a domain, like an internet domain, you have to put your address in there. You don't have any choice. And it's public. I don't need everybody in the world knowing exactly where I live. Is that paranoid? Possibly, but whatever. So I get the P.O. box. Every once in a while, I send something to it, you know. Somebody might send me something, you know. And I might have something delivered there. You know, if I'm not going to be home, I'm going to have it delivered there, you know. And then they just put a little yellow slip in there, and I just pick it up at my leisure. That's right, my leisure. So anyway, it pays a little bit of dividends, not very many. I don't think it's worth $35 every 6 months. But anyway, so I did that. I headed over there, got my hair cut, some new woman, I don't know. Every time you go there, it's somebody new. The only person that's, there's only a handful of people that are consistent, you know. And there's this guy, Nick. Whenever I get him, I feel like I've won the haircut lottery because he is a professional, you know. He's got the chit-chat down. He knows exactly how much. He does just enough, not enough, not too much. And does a fantastic haircut. And it's a wonderful experience, you know. But this woman, I don't know who she is. I've never seen her before. She's brand new, and she won't. Next time I go, she won't, probably won't be there, or maybe she'll be there the next time. But then the time after that, she won't be there. That must have the biggest turnover. What is the story with these haircutteries? I mean, that is a constant churn. You know, it's just constant new people in there. But anyway, she was good. She got the full $5. You know, the full $5 tip, that's where it starts. That's the best case scenario. And, you know, and then I start deducting for, you know, if they start talking to me about, and if they insist on doing the chit-chat, all right, you're already down to four, all right. And then if they, I don't know, there's other infractions. I had this girl wrap a cord around my neck. You know what I'm saying? So, but she got the full five. She was good. I don't know. I didn't see Fearless in there. She's another one that's gone. The girl with the fearless right breast. You know, the thing said in very fancy script, right at the base, right where the breast, you know, starts. You know, the root of the breast. It said Fearless. I doubt that she's fearless. I have a feeling she's not fearless at all. I don't know. Their tattoos are, I think their tattoos are lying to us. But anyway, I got a haircut, and that's the only time I went out. So, oh no, on Saturday, I went to Burger King, and I bought 4 Burger King tacos. And I brought them home, and I did a ads versus reality / fast food review on those things. I've been wanting to try them for a while. Some guy at work said they weren't very good, so I was like, maybe I won't. You know, life's too short. But I don't know. Somebody else told me these things are damn good. You know, so I thought maybe I should go over there and try them. So on Saturday, I was thinking, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the. I'm going to do an ads versus reality. And I'll write a review of it. So I did, and that's what I did. So those are the only two times that I left the house over the weekend. Made me a little insane. I don't like that. I get cabin fever. I can do one day, but I can't do two. But it's pandemonium out there. When I went over there to get my hair cut, there are cars everywhere. The frickin' Target parking lot is just like just a mess. I mean, there's cars parked all the way to the back to the edge. You need a shuttle bus to get to the store. And there's no way. I mean, I needed another pair of jeans. I thought, maybe if it's not too bad, I'll go in either Target or Walmart and buy a pair of jeans. There's no way. When I got over there, I'm like, that's just, you know, I'll just wrap myself in newspaper if I have to. I'm not going in that mess. So, anyway. I suffered a small amount of cabin fever, but I got out I got the haircut, and I got the BK tacos. If you want to read my full review, you want to see the picture of the ad, the way it appears in the Burger King ad versus what it really looks like, head on over to the Surf Report website. It's all up there, and yeah. I'm not going to tell you what my opinion of them. You'll have to read it. Check it out. The WVSR.com. Another hardship that I suffered this week is the internet was down here at my house, at our house, for over 24 hours. So we had no internet for over. I don't want to upset anybody. But for 24 hours, we had no internet access. I was like, what the? I mean, the cable was on. So it wasn't that. It wasn't like the whole service was down. The cable and the internet are tied together. Just the internet part of it was, it wasn't working. It was making me insane, you know? I mean, I can't deal with that. I mean, I was having emotional, you know, I was on the verge of an emotional meltdown. And so Tony called over there, and they said, "I said if they say we'll send somebody out in 3 weeks or whatever or 4 days, it doesn't matter." And I said, "Give them a little bit of pushback." You know, I like to manage these phone calls that I'm not actually making. But she called over there, and they tried all kinds of, you know, where how they send a signal to your router and all that stuff. That thing was fried up. Thing was fried up and shut down. Thing was destroyed. So they said, "All right, we'll send somebody out, and it'll be tomorrow." I thought, "Well, that's not. I guess I can live with that. You know, tomorrow I can live." So, some guy. I was already at work, so I wasn't around when this happened. This guy showed up late. They said somewhere between 2 and 4. He showed up at like 5 or something or 4:30, and. It took him over 3 hours. He was here for more than 3 hours, right? And so within short order, he had everything. Everything was shut down. It was worse. It's like once he started working on it, not only was the internet down, but also the cable. The cable was also out, all in the house, in the entire house, including Tony's setup upstairs. Where she's got the bat cave set up there where she works from home. That thing looks like, you know, the bat cave. And all that shit was messed up too. So he had the entire house messed up. He was outside working. He was like climbing a telephone pole. I don't know. And he had it all screwed up, and he didn't know what he was doing. And he was here for three hours and 15 minutes. And, Tony was texting me. I was at work, and she was like, "What am I going to do? How am I going to get rid of this guy? Am I going to have to call the police?" I said, "He won't leave." I said, "What is he saying?" "I don't know. He's incommunicado. He's like retarded or something." It's like, I said, "I don't like the sounds of this." And so, and then later, you know, maybe like half hour later, she sent me another text and says, I think I'm going to have to kill this guy and hide him in the basement. I was like, I said, all right, well, okay. But finally, he fixed it all somehow. He switched out the router or whatever you call it. Is that what it's called? The router. And now it's like this fancy space age thing. And everything works, but I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know why he needed to go outside. He said he switched out all our connections, that all our connections are brand new. Everything should be faster. Maybe he was just doing a really good job. Maybe instead of being, incompetent, which is what our brain always goes to, maybe this guy was just very, very thorough. I don't know. I wasn't here. But Tony didn't have a high opinion of this guy. I don't know. But it took 3 hours and 15 minutes to switch out a router. I mean, I could have done that myself. But anyway, I don't know. Apparently we're paying, I guess. You know, when I think about it, you can go to the store and buy one of those routers. But this thing looks like this thing's from like, this is like something NASA would use or something. So anyway, the internet, we've had no issue with it in years. You know, it's been solid. We used to have this company called Adelphia. You remember them? I think the guy that, like, the CEO was, like, embezzling money or something. The whole place went down the old shitter. And, I mean, back when we had those guys, the internet was down all the time. Like, all the time. You'd call them and they'd say, well, we'll send somebody out. It'll be, like, 5 days. It's like, I can't be, no, uh-uh. Not good. No, I can't be going 5 days without the internet. No, that's a non-starter. And so it would happen all the time. Also, the cable was up and down. I mean, it was a piece of shit. It was terrible. Now we have, I don't want to say, because I've already called their guy retarded. But we have somebody else. And it's a well-known company who has a reputation for having the worst customer service in the world. We've never had really any problems with them. Their service has been solid as a rock, you know. I mean, we've had no internet issues. This is the first time in probably 5 years, maybe longer, you know. Things up all the time. We never did, you know. We just never even think about it. Cable's good. It's expensive as shit. But anyway, it was trying times, my friends. Trying times. It makes me insane. I'd rather have the internet than have cable. And I was thinking about that, another thing that's tied into that. There are people at my job who took Thursday off to go to the Star Wars premiere, you know. And they took a day off from work to go to a movie. And I wonder why. This is kind of interesting to me, because I'm like obsessed with certain things, and I can see myself being, I mean, that seems like a perfect thing for me to get obsessed with, is movies. Like, become like into the history of it, knowing all the ins and outs and going to see every movie, all the important movies. I mean, that seems like that's right in my wheelhouse, but it's not that I don't like movies. It's just I don't have any great passion for it. I mean, like that Star Wars movie, I will never see it. Never. And I have no interest in it whatsoever. I don't, you know, I saw the first three back when they were in theaters. And even then, I was like, all right, well, okay, that was entertaining. What's next week? Taps? What are they showing next week? That Taps movie? You know, it was just like one, it was just another movie. You know, and people are like changing their lives. They're like naming their children up. They're like setting up their entire lives around this movie. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. I'm just not really a movie guy. I mean, I like movies. There are certain movies I like. There's a handful of them I love. But I'm not going to be out there. I'm certainly not going to take a day off from work. I'm not criticizing them. I'm kind of jealous. Kind of wish I had another passion. But I don't. That's not one of them. Movies. not my thing. I'm more of a, I don't know. I like radio. I like audio better than I like video. Wonder why that is. I don't know. It's weird. Cause I'd rather listen to baseball on the radio than watch it. I like old time radio shows. I like podcasts better than I like watching TV. I don't know why that is, but that's the way it is. And I can't really explain it. But anyway, kind of jealous. I wish I had that level of passion on the movie front. And speaking of being offended, I want you to listen to this, all right? This is a phone call. This is a message that was left. Oh, can't talk. It was left at the hotline from Brad in North Carolina. All right, I'm just going to play it. Listen to this.
Hey, Jim and Greg, this is Brad from North Carolina. I've been listening to Sound Opinions for years, and I really enjoy it. I'm calling about your recent episode because there's an important song you left off your list about songs about Sorry, Mr. Surf Report. I misdialed. I wasn't even paying attention. Your show. Yeah, your show's good too. Yeah. Yay, coffee. Keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
The shit's that. What do you mean, yay, coffee? Or what did you say? You know? Oh, my God. All right, so I have that type of head. And then I get a shot in my podcast. Oh, man. All right, we're going to end this thing with an old feature that I'm going to bring back. I'm thinking about bringing this back. I don't know. I'm saying that today. Next time I might not ever do it again. You know? But I feel like I want to bring this back. This is, here we go. Here you go. I'm just going to play it.
Jeff K's Whistle Dick of the Week.
So when people ask a question, these are people, this happens to me all the time. It makes me insane. Like somebody asks you a question and they say, for instance, what do you want to do for lunch? Okay, that's the question, right? That's where it should stop. A lot of people ask the question and then start listing possible answers immediately. You know what I mean? So they don't just say, what do you want to do for lunch? They say, what do you want to do for lunch? You want to go to Burger King? Maybe get some of those tacos? You want to go to get pizza? Maybe go over to Chipotle? If you would stop talking, if you would just stop talking, and it doesn't have to do with lunch. Just people ask the question, and then they start listing possible answers. If you'd stop talking, maybe I'd give you an answer on that deal. You know, you don't need to list every possible answer to the question you just asked. Do you know what I'm saying? Is that insane? I don't think it is. People do that all the time. So all you people who ask a question and then fire off a list of possible answers, you are the undisputed Whistle Dick of the Week. Whoo! We're at the end of this one. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want more of this, and I don't know, maybe this isn't the best time to bring this up, but if you want more of this, you can do it. It's easy. Head on over to Patreon. Patreon.com. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation. A patronage, they call it. And for $4 in return, you'll get an extra episode of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast every week. Not every month. Not every once in a while. Every week. So if you want to double down on these, you can do it. Patreon.com/JeffK. And if you want to leave a wildly insulting comment at the hotline, the number to do that, 570-290-8151. It's a 24-hour, voicemail system run by our Google overlords up there in Silicon Valley. So you can call it 24 hours a day. You can have a few pops, give it a call, you know, whatever floats your boat. 570-290-8151. That's the hotline. And we're at the end. Hope you enjoyed this. I'll see you over on Patreon around Thursday with the Patreon episode later in the week, you know. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine week. I'll see all. Merry Christmas to everyone. Forgot that almost. I'll see you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye. Covered in hot dog secretions.